Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone else, then I'm going to have to do this East Coast time,
which means that you guys got up at what, 7 o'clock your time?
Yeah.
Which is 5 o'clock my time, which means I would have
I
would have to do this even an hour earlier, because it would be 8 o'clock the time after people go to work. On the East Coast. So I have to think this through, and then I have to be up at 4 or 3, depending upon what time I do this. But I want to also keep this to an hour. Or in the morning, so I wanted to kind of time this as well. To see and see what I need to, you know, if I need to cut it down.
Right.
Keep it to about an hour, so that, you know, we're not going over and keeping people past the time that they, you know, need to get out of the house.
Right.
So again, I sincerely apologize for this morning. I had to break this stuff up because there's different scriptures for different days. And I wanted you guys to have it broken down. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Sister Mary, I asked you to do the part of the reader.
Right.
And that's broken down. You can see that in the document. I should probably change the colors. Make it easier, and then Sister Denise, you're doing the congregation.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll do the scripture readings. Everywhere where it's a scripture reading, I'll do those. And we will try to see how long this takes. You know, and the only reason why I want, like I said, the only reason why I want to do that is to make sure that we're staying within the hour.
Okay.
So that let me make this bigger. Okay. So the document is on the screen, but I can't really see how you're seeing it. So that's why I sent it to you.
All right.
So that you can follow.
Well, it's bigger, but I could read it better, Brother Miles, if you put it back like it was. And another thing, I'm gonna have to move my cursor because I don't get the full page. So as I read and go down, I have to pick it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's gonna be, if you have to do it on this screen, that's going to be a problem. Because it's going to move it from where
right.
it's at.
Right. Get mine from the...
Okay, I can see it goes right there. So do you think I should, like, minimize and then go into my email that way I can pull it up?
Yeah, I think that you should have it up out of your email on your computer.
Yeah.
Because if you adjust the screen, it's going to adjust it for me, too.
Right.
And so then wherever, when you move it, then I'm going to be like, okay, who moved the screen?
Right.
Right, like I did.
Right. Okay, so you actually need to bring it up on your computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can minimize it, then come in through my email and get it off.
Right.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that now, and I'll wait on you.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you're minimized, it's not going to stop that.
Okay. Okay, it's up.
Okay.
All right, and Sister Denise, do you have yours up?
Yes, sir.
And we got our sister Lorraine. She called in.
How is she doing?
We're going to find out. How are you doing? Are you able to talk?
Sister Lorraine? I can talk. I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
Okay, amen. We've been raising you up in
prayer. All right, so, amen. Amen.
I hope to get out of here by tomorrow.
All right, amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute you so... you know, you don't have a part in taking part in this, at least today.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you back on mute, okay?
Okay.
Love you, sister.
Love you, sister.
Love you, too. Thank you guys for the prayers.
No problem, baby. No problem.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start. You guys got your documents up. I got mine up. And since you're playing the part of the reader this morning, Sister Mary, I want you to do the first part where it says the festival light, because you would...
The festival light, white, sash, female light,
yeah, just start
leader
with
light, festival candle blessing.
Yeah, just start off with blessed are you, y'all.
Okay. I just start with blessed are you, y'all?
Right.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Blessed are you, Yah-Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and in your blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, and commanded us to kindle this festival light.
Blessed are you, Yah-Elohim. Oh, that's leader, so that's me now.
Okay.
Blessed are you, Yah-Elohim, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. Let us bow our heads in prayers. Let me have the ladies uncover their heads, men uncover your heads, wherever you may be. And let us go into prayer. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Gratefully acknowledge your gift of Messiah to us and his constant tabernacling with us through the divine Ruach to perfect in us a holy temple in which you will dwell throughout all eternity. We celebrate this feast in anticipation of that day when you will come and tabernacle among us and illuminate us with your Shekinah glory. Pour out your spirit upon us this day and your blessings upon our offspring, and grant us that we may drink from the river of life which flows out from your throne on high. Amen.
My turn.
No, it's still me. It'll say next time it'll be you, it'll say reader.
Okay.
Blessed are you, Yah our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us in the blood of the Messiah and commanded us to separate the kalah, that is the holy sacrament. We break the bread of life this day and partake. Now, I want to, and let me write down the time, it's 8:12. I'm going to say 8:10 is when we start, because I want to time this. We also need to get, you need to get not leavened bread, but just, from the store, not a regular piece of bread, but you know how they have that bread that's in that long piece of bread?
Mm-hmm.
That it comes, it's pre-cut or whatever, you can cut it.
That Italian bread?
Yeah, that's the Italian bread or something like that. It's just so that you can break bread.
Oh.
That goes with this. And you also need your grape juice with this every morning.
Okay.
That's just so, and I'll send out those, I didn't send it out any instructions this morning,
mm-hmm.
but when I send it out, I'll send it out in the instructions that this is what everybody needs, except for 48th day. On the 8th day, we're going to do an actual communion.
Okay.
So the kalah is the bread, okay? And it would be that it would be leavened bread and not unleavened bread.
Okay.
So if you don't have your grape juice, I'm gonna run and get mine. I don't have mine here either.
Go
get your grape juice right now, and we'll come back and we'll do that. We do want to do that, okay?
Hello. Oh, City Boy, I had to call you right back. Okay. Sorry about that.
Still on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brother Miles wanted to get his grape juice. I got mine. You got yours?
Yeah.
3 minutes that we just wasted, so I'll take it off the time when I'm timing it. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and proceed. So you got the grape juice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and pour what you're going to consume for this morning.
Hello, let me call you right back.
All right, so at this point, we would break bread, and we would consume the grape juice, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let everyone go ahead and consume the grape juice. We kind of did that a little bit early, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and read this, okay?
Okay.
To you, Yahar Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us in the blood of Messiah and commanded us to separate the Kalah, we break the bread of life this day and partake of the covenant which you enjoyed with us to be fulfilled in the coming kingdom, when we will partake in full that which we celebrate this day. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. Amen. We drink the cup of our betrothal and rejoicing in our union with him in the marriage supper of the Lamb. So this represents the marriage supper of the Lamb. Okay. So we would break bread and then we would drink the grape juice, okay?
Amen.
Now, here's where Sister Mary, you come in, you read the reader, and then after she reads, Sister Denise, you read the part of the congregation, okay?
All right.
And I just go back and forth. So you may go ahead and begin the congressional prayer.
Praise Yah, to whom all praise is due.
Blessed be Yah, to whom all praise is due forever and ever.
We will sanctify you. We will sanctify your great and holy name in this world, just as we sanctified it in the highest heaven, as it is written by your prophet. And they called out to one another and said,
Holy, 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 Yah of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6:3.
Okay, now you don't have to quote the verse. Just go ahead and just read that for us. Just read the, because it's quoting the verse itself, okay? It's telling
okay.
What the verse is. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Those faces then praise Elohim, saying,
Blessed be the presence of Yah from his place.
Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Those facing them praise Elohim, saying,
I just
read that.
Right. So you need to go down below.
In your holy word, it is written saying,
Yah, resign forever.
Yah, reign.
Yah's reign forever. Your Elohim, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Throughout all generations, we will declare your greatness and all your enmity. For all eternity, we will proclaim your holiness. We will praise, O Elohim. You'll never depart from our mouth. Your praises, O Elohim, shall never depart from our mouth. For you are a great and holy Elohim and King. Blessed are you, O Yah, the Holy One. You are the Holy and your name is Holy. And holy being, praise you every you daily. Shalom. Shalom. Blessed are you, Yah.
Yeah, that's pronounced Selah.
Selah. Blessed are you, Yah.
Okay, now it's my turn. We will have our scripture reading from 1 Kings chapter 8, starting verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yah out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king of Solomon at the feast Ethanim, which is in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the Ark, And they brought up the Ark of Yah and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told or numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yah unto his place and into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark in the staffs thereof above. And they drew out the staffs that the ends of the staffs were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses prepared at Horeb, when Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yah, so that the priest could not stand and to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon. Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel and all the congregation of Israel. And he said, Blessed be Yah, Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled its saying. Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And Yah said unto David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And Yah has performed his word that he you got to watch what you're doing. You're on the phone, so you're blowing your nose. And Yah has performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yah has promised, and have built a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yah, which he made with his fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. The message for this day, and this is the same message every day, but the eighth day. Israel dwelt in temporary shelters on the coast during their wilderness journey from Egypt to the promised land. The Feast of Sukkot is prophetic rehearsal of the millennial era when the Israel of Elohim will be in transition from the kingdom of this world into the promised age of the new heavens and the new earth. During the original journey, a canopy of protection was spread over them to shelter them from the heat of the day and the cold by night. The cloud of his presence, his glory, acted as a covering over them, a tabernacle which spread over them. Tabernacle of Elohim will be a shelter from the storm and the heat to protect the people in their wilderness journey into their spiritual inheritance. The cloud of his glory will overshadow and envelop them in their spiritual journey into the new era. In that day, the branch of Yah, Yeshua, shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped, in essence, overcome. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, literally a kippah, a wedding canopy of his protection over his betrothed. Dwelling in the sukkah, or the temporary dwelling, is symbolic of the wedding festivities of the millennial kingdom period, where the bride and the bridegroom dwell in the kippah together before she is presented as the bride to the other guests. And now this will be you, Sister Denise. The Hashanah prayer.
Oh, do you send us your deliverance for your sake, O our Elohim. Deliver us for your sake, O our Creator. Deliver us for your sake, O our Redeemer. Deliver us for your sake, O our Guide. Deliver us.
All right, that I would blow the shofar, and it's going to be one time each day until the eighth day, and then I'll blow it seven times. Glorify and sanctify be the name of Yah throughout the world, which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and during your days and within the life of your entire house of Israel, the entire house of Israel, speedily and soon, and say amen. May his great name be blessed forever to all eternity. Blessed and praised and glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded by the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he beyond all blessings and hymns, praises and consolations that are ever spoken in the world, and say, amen. May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say, amen.
Amen.
He who creates peace in his celestial heights, may he create peace for us and all Israel, and say, amen.
Amen.
All right, and then we'll play a song here, and song that I've chosen.
Thank you.
master of the world, king supreme, before all creation came to be. When by your will all things were wrought, your name, O Yah, was first made known. And when this age shall cease to be, you still shall reign in majesty. Sister Mary, you're up.
He was.
Yeah, go ahead. You're up.
He was. He is. And will be glorious eternally. Impeccable. Yah is one.
Incomparable.
Incomparable. Yah is one. No other can share his nature. Without beginning and without an end, unto him be the glory, power, and majesty. Selah.
Rock of our lives, shield of our salvation, our strong hope and refuge, deliverer and savior, into whose hand our lives are committed for your keeping. For your mercy is everlasting, and your compassion do not fail.
Prepare our hearts, O Yah, for our deliverance from this present world and the return of your Son, our Messiah, and our gathering together unto him in the establishment of your eternal kingdom.
He who walks makes peace in the celestial heights. May he make peace among us and upon all Israel. May your eyes behold your return to Zion and the restoration of your presence to Jerusalem, the city of your holiness. Amen. And then we will have our closing prayer. And let us bow our heads. And now unto him who is able to keep us from failing, from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only Elohim, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So that is, that's right around 30, I'm going to say around 30 minutes, so we should be good to go. That would conclude that morning service, okay?
Amen.
So each morning, we will alternate who's doing the reading and who's doing the Then that's the way we will go. But the scriptures will change every day.
Amen.
So the scripture readings will change every day. And then rather than drinking to the bride and the groom the breaking of bread to the bride and the groom for the marriage feast, on the eighth day we will do an actual communion. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So that is the order of the service. There are some things that I took out of here because we don't have those elements, but when we are together in the land, then we will do this a little bit different because we don't have the altar, and so certain things would not make sense to do. But we will, so I've adjusted this because we are remote. When we come together on the land, then there'll be a slightly different version of the same ceremony.
Okay.
Now there will be a evening service. I still have to finish those up, the scriptures and stuff for each evening service. But I will send it out to you guys, so we will meet again this evening for the evening service for Tabernacles Day 1. So we'll have a morning service Day 2 and an evening service Day 2, a morning service Day 3, an evening service Day 3, so forth, all the way up to the eighth day. Amen?
Amen.
Would it be the same 7 o'clock, same time? Or?
Yeah, we're going to do it at 7 o'clock for the evening service.
Okay.
The evening service we'll keep at the same time, 7 o'clock. The morning service, as I said, I'm going to have to do it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning my time, which I got to, commit to this, because if I'm going to give people on the East Coast a chance to participate, then I got to make it early enough to where they are able to do it and still get out of the door.
Right.
Go to work. And I'm thinking, you know, I think it's going to have to be like 3:30, 30 minutes in the morning for some people, you know, and that's if we get anybody to participate. I'm going to just put it out there. But 30 minutes in the morning out of your morning, you know, get ready routine. You know, I know a lot of people that get up for prayer earlier than that. And I've been on prayer lines where people are up at 2 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning because they wanted to participate. So we'll put it out there. I just wanted you guys to understand what the order is because you are like the core. And so make sure that you have your bread because everything is, this is symbolic of what, the marriage supper?
Right.
Of the lamb and his bride, which is also part of tabernacles. So we celebrate that. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see, anything else? No, that should be it. You have the documents. And Sister Lorraine, I sent them to your email as well so that you have them as well. I know you're in the hospital, so I didn't ask you to check your email this morning, but they are in your email as well. So, again, the service will be the same as we did this morning before. For on the eighth day, I will blow the shofar 7 times, and we will have a communion service. But the scripture, you know, and the scriptures will be different. But everything else we just read, will be the same.
Amen.
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 So, if you guys can think of anything else. Or how we might improve this, then, you know, I'm open to that as well. But this is what I've decided for Tabernacle. And I've adopted it from other sites. You know, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel, if at all possible. I have, you know, gone through, I try to make sure that they are within the scriptures and that the verses make sense and that we're including those things that Yah has also shown me in the observance. So this is not totally 100% my creation. Just want you to know that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so, we'll proceed with this in this format for the rest of the week. I will let you guys know what the time will be, because I know that it's, you know, 7 a.m. in the morning for you, but if I have to go to 4 or 3:30, then it's going to be like 6 or 5:30 for you guys.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, in the morning. And for Sister Lorraine, it would be 6 or 6:30, somewhere in there, because she's on East Coast time, I believe. And so it will be early enough that for those people who are on the East Coast that have to be at work by 8 o'clock, that we want to get it done before then. You know, I can't accommodate it. If they got to be at work at 7, I can't help them.
Right.
But I'm willing to adjust my schedule for this week and I'll look and see whether it's going to be 3:30 or 4 for me to get up and do it, and then I can just, you know, go back and lay down afterwards or stay up, who knows. All right. So, any questions?
No questions.
I haven't. None.
Okay. So, I think this can be done totally in 30 minutes. I'm gonna put it out there for, you know, it's gonna, you know, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna say 45, but you know, if we finish early, I'm sure nobody will be mad. But I'm gonna ask them, you know, just in case. Never know what happens.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I know it will be less than an hour. Because it didn't take us an hour to do it. And there's only, you know, a couple of days where there's more scripture than what I had today. One or two days that there's more scripture reading than what I had today. But I can get through that in, you know, not a whole lot of time. So I don't think it's going to add up more than a minute or two to the service. So, all right, so we'll proceed this way. We won't have spiritual wellness this week. We'll pick it back up next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll pick it back up. We count out these 8 days and see when that falls. But, yeah, we should be able to pick it up. Eighth day is, if the eighth day falls on Sunday, then
we do.
Yeah, then we won't have spiritual wellness next Sunday either. We'll pick it back up the week after that. Amen. So if there's no questions, then I want to thank you guys for being patient and for participating. And may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, and but I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm. And keep our sister Lorraine ring. Put her in your arms, Father.
Yeah. Keep her.
Make her holy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
And remember, it's still a holy convocation day until what, sundown?
Right.
No servile work today until after sunset or after 6 p.m. your time.
Amen.
All right, amen. Shalom, my sister. Peace and blessings.
Shalom.
Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, our perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe. And everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do, if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time, push a bus. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibration. So what can I do, if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do, if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never